At the head of this article, we see how three monks were burnt to death a few days ago, and a prior put to death with atrocious cruelty. Do we inquire into the details? No. Or we should find out that the prior was subjected to unprintable mutilations. Man, when he is a North American Indian, gouges out his prisoner's eyes. When he is King John, with a nephew to render untroublesome, he uses a red-hot iron. When he is a religious zealot dealing with heretics in the Middle Ages, he skins his captive alive and scatters salt on his back. In the first Richard's time, he shuts up a multitude of Jew families in a tower and sets fire to it. In Columbus's time, he captures a family of Spanish Jews and... but that is not printable. In our day, in England, a man is fined 10 shillings for beating his mother nearly to death with a chair. And another man is fined 40 shillings for having 4 pheasant eggs in his possession without being able to satisfactorily explain how he got them. Of all the animals, man is the only one that is cruel. He is the only one that inflicts pain for the pleasure of doing it. It is a trait that is not known to the higher animals. The cat plays with the frightened mouse, but she had this excuse that she does not know that the mouse is suffering. The cat is moderate, unhumanly moderate. She only scares the mouse. She does not hurt it. She doesn't dig out its eyes or tear off its skin or drive splinters under its nails, man fashion. When she is done playing with it, she makes a sudden meal of it and puts it out of its trouble. Man is the cruel animal. He is alone in the distinction.